Chapter 9. Among the Tsististas. They rode slowly towards the camp. They were almost there, but Johnny wanted to prolong their conversation.
I'm sorry about the attack. Our men are away hunting, and the young braves wanted to prove their courage. Fortunately, I followed them and stopped them. Were you frightened?
Not really,
replied Linda.
It was like a film.
What's a film?
Asked Johnny.
Something that isn't real,
said Linda vaguely.
In films, the Indians are usually the bad guys. But I know it's not true.
Johnny didn't understand, but he liked Linda's smile.
We are not bad,
he said with pride.
The Americans call us Cheyenne, but that is the Sioux name for us. Our real name is Tsististas, the Magnificent People. Tsististas!
He shouted suddenly. Matt heard these strange words and saw that they produced a sea of movement in the camp. He counted 30 teepees, and now from the entrances, about 100 women and children came out to greet them. He watched Johnny jump from his horse and help Linda to descend. All the camp listened as Johnny explained why these white children were with him.
This is wonderful,
said Linda, looking around.
Marvelous,
said Matt sarcastically. Some of the Indian children laughed at his funny voice.
Matt, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to see the Native Americans' life. And Johnny is an excellent guide.
He can guide us to Mr. Wells then. I can't see him anywhere,
replied Matt dryly.
I'm sure we'll see him later. What's your problem, Matt?
Matt's problem came towards them at that moment.
Linda, you and your brother can stay in my tent, with my uncle's family,
said Johnny, and took them to a beautifully decorated teepee.
These are pictures of tribal legends,
he explained, pointing to the designs.
What's this?
Matt indicated a long stick at the entrance. Then he saw the black hair on it.
Scalps,
said Johnny seriously.
From our enemies, the Pawnee. Take a scalp, and you take the person's spirit. Your enemy can't go to the happy hunting ground.
He saw Linda shiver.
It's our custom,
he said simply. A warm fire burned inside the teepee, and Matt and Linda felt tired after their dramatic day.
Why don't you sleep now?
Suggested Johnny.
I'll wake you for dinner.
Dinner was when the men returned from hunting. It was dark, and from a large fire in the middle of the camp came the smell of roast buffalo meat. The men observed their strange visitors closely, and Matt and Linda noticed a familiar, fierce, proud expression on many of their faces.
They are the dog soldiers,
Johnny explained.
Our warriors. They organize the camp, the hunts, and battles. Soon, I will be one too.
While the meat roasted on the fire, they ate a strange broth of fruit and animal fat.
It's called pemmican,
Johnny told them.
Now, because you are guests, you can taste the buffalo's tongue.
Suddenly, there was great hilarity, and they heard a familiar voice.
The Sioux will defeat General Custer, but...
Dressed in buffalo skin clothes and with feathers in his hair, they saw Mr. Wells speaking to a group of Indians. Matt and Linda laughed at his strange appearance too, but then they saw the rope around his feet. Mr. Wells saw them and shouted to them,
Matt! Linda! Thank heavens you're here! I'm a prisoner!